The Lands Councillor John Blair is joining us this morning. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Now, your party colleague is Billy Webb. He's the chair of the council's artistic board, right?
Indeed, yes.
So he's the chair of the board who took the decision to pull this play?
He is indeed, yes. And it's perfectly clear to all of us, Stephen, that the board took that decision under a tremendous amount of political pressure from the council and the tone of debate at recent council meetings.
Well, then, if that is the case, just first of all, John, before, and of course I'll give you time to explain this, your point of view this morning, but all of these people on this board who took the decision, where are they this morning?
Well, I obviously can't speak individually for them, Stephen, but I've known Billy Webb for a very long time.
Where's he?
And I'm not sure of his whereabouts this morning. I'm sure I'll be speaking to him later today. I've spoke to him a number of times on this issue. And I know his position, and as is made clear in the letter signed by Billy Webb on behalf of the Artistic Board, the Board took that decision with a great deal of regret and have informed the Council Chief Executive of that regret.
So you talk about pressure. Where did this pressure come from?
The Council meeting, most recent Council meeting, was a Policy and Governance Committee on the 20th of January. I can tell you, as one who was there, that DUP councillors, I think it was 9 out of 10 of them, were lining up to make it perfectly clear that they were not going to tolerate this play, and they queued up to also imply...
DUP councillors?
I think it was 9 out of 10 present DUP councillors who were present who lined up to imply that anyone who didn't see it the way they saw it was not a Christian. I find the language on that night both disturbing and shocking.
They were trying to imply what?
They made clear that their position on this play in regard to how they view the Bible and Christianity, and the implication was clear that anyone who didn't see it the way they did wasn't a Christian at all, which contradicts the conversations I've had with many churchgoers and Christians who have said to me that they had no problem with the play. They may not want to go to see it, but if they didn't want to see it, they wouldn't want to deny anyone else the right to see it.
But what I'm trying to understand is that if the Artistic Board didn't believe in this, didn't believe in censoring the play, why didn't they just let it go to a vote?
I think we were in a position here, Stephen, where the Artistic Board saw it very clearly that whatever they thought, the Council was going to decide at a meeting this coming Monday to direct that board to pull that play. And I think that would have seriously undermined the credibility of the Artistic Board. It may have called into question the future of the Artistic Board. And I gather that the people on that board who have a genuine and sincere interest in the arts in Newton Abbey don't want the board to be undermined and don't want the board to disappear. So whilst I am most uncomfortable with the outcome of this situation, I do understand that they took this position under tremendous pressure from the council, pressure which undoubtedly amounts to political censorship.
So what happens now? Is that acceptable?
As I understand it, we will have a report to the council on Monday night. I have already contacted the council chief executive to ask for a full breakdown of the financial implications of this cancellation. I'm most concerned that those who drove this decision from council have placed the council in a position where we will have financial responsibilities regarding the cancellation of this play. Those responsibilities will be met by Newton Abbey ratepayers. And I think the people who drove this decision have a lot to answer for in that regard. A very irresponsible course of action. The debate on Monday past made it clear that the members who spoke, the DUP members who spoke, were not going to tolerate the debate. The entire tone of the debate was like going back to the dark ages. I can clearly remember sitting there thinking, how long will it be?
What do you mean? Describe the debate. What happened?
I can tell you that the members of the DUP queued up to quote the Bible, to tell us about their perception of the Bible and Christianity, to imply that...
They're entitled to do so, by the way.
To imply that... they're perfectly entitled to do so, but they should accept that there are Christians there who see it slightly different than them, and they should imply that anyone who doesn't see it their way is not a Christian at all. As I was saying there, I was sitting during the debate, and I was literally sitting expecting, how long will it be before they ask us now to chain the swings up on Sundays? This is like going back to the dark ages. I don't expect the debate on Monday coming to be any better. But the one thing that has become clear in the last 24 hours is that I have had more contact from ratepayers and residents who are disappointed at the decision than I had about the staging of the play in the first place. I had two items of correspondence in relation to the staging of the play. One of those items of correspondence was from the local Free Presbyterian Church. I had one other from an individual. I have had more than a dozen contacts from the community in the last 24 hours expressing concern and dismay that this play has been pulled.
Well, it's interesting because I'm just looking through some of the comments that we're getting into the radio programme this morning. And there are people saying that they had no intention of know about this play, nor had they any intention of going. And now they want a bigger venue in Northern Ireland to hold the play because there's more people now wanting to go than it did before it was the attempt to censor it. So it's just interesting, this, the way this is unfolding. Paul, good morning to you, Paul. And Dominic. Morning, Dominic.
Good morning, Stephen. I mean, I just agree with what that last councillor said there. I mean, politicians trip over themselves to tell us we live in a democracy. I mean, honestly, this is religious censorship. It's not.
Here's another part of your democracy, by the way, Dominic, just so that you know, right?
Sorry?
Here's another part of your democracy, just so that you know. Here we have John Blair from the Alliance Party telling us this morning that the DUP queued up, that 9 out of 10 councillors queued up, in his words, okay, to lobby against this. We've been queuing up to try to get the DUP to come on and explain to you, the people who vote for them, explain to you lot what's behind this decision. Silence again today.
I mean,
now, on this issue from the DUP, there's
thing.
Part of your democracy from the Democratic Unionist Party this morning on this issue now.
What's behind this decision is a warped view of their own wee world. I mean, to be honest, if you look at this, once people start attacking the arts...
Their own wee world. Now, let's not be offensive to their Christianity and to their faith, which you should respect.
It's similar to the Nazis book burning. I mean, once you start censoring the arts because of your... And it is a warped view of the world. I mean, these people are trying to govern... have a Bible-based government. It doesn't work. I mean, if somebody came in with a Quran and tried to bring Sharia law here, it would be a cry. You know, yet...
I think the problem is here... I think
Christian fundamentalists are able to do the same thing. The remainder of the Pharisees in the Bible.
Well, I think the problem here is we need to keep perspective. And again, for you to try to draw a parallel to Nazi book burning is ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. Stephen, see if you would think for a minute before. I mean, I know you're a shock jock, but it is a similar thing. It's an attack on the arts. It's an attack on knowledge. It's an attack on education because it doesn't fit in where their view of the world. It doesn't fit in with their view, so therefore you do away with it. You have to be realistic, Stephen.
The thing for me that I'm thinking here this morning is, if we believe Councillor John Blair, the DUP line up at this meeting that you know none of us, the majority of us, didn't see, and then the DUP simply don't come on and explain themselves in a public forum like this. You couldn't make it up.
I mean, I heard somebody else earlier say in the 60s, in the 80s, and I'm talking about the mid-80s, the same council up around Rathcoole were closing swimming pools. They were chaining up swings and they couldn't come on anywhere to tell people why they were doing it.
Here's Paul this morning. You bought tickets, Paul, is that right?
I did, Stephen. I bought two tickets and I had to, for one for me and one for a friend, and I had embarrassingly to phone him up and tell him that we couldn't go because of this.
How do you feel about this?
Lots of things. I feel angry. I feel very embarrassed. Shock at the in 2014 that this can happen. It's crazy.